Dalen back at home, top 15 matchup against Kentucky. Just your thoughts on being back at Kyle Field?
It's great to be back at Kyle Field. I want to play there as much as I can. You know, time's winding down, so it's great. We got a really good opponent coming in, and I'm expected it to be really loud.
Are you kind of surprised how good Kentucky's been to start the season?
No, not at all. They've been changing their program just like we've been changing ours. And I remember looking at the schedule before. I think I told Kiki this. I was looking at Kentucky and South Carolina. And I was like, one of these teams are going to be undefeated when we get to them. And it just so happened to be Kentucky. So,
what gave you that gut feeling?
Like I said, they've just been changing their program around just like us. So it's not really surprising. They got a great running back in Benny Snell. So,
what do you know about Benny Dale?
That he's been tearing it up this year. That's really all I know. So, I mean, we haven't really watched the film and broke it down just yet, but I know he's a really good running back, and, he's been having a great season so far.
You guys are six in the country against the run. How much are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, especially since it's at our house. You know, that makes it more of an advantage for us. But he's a good running back. We're just looking forward to the challenge.
Scheme-wise, why are you maybe gap-fitting maybe a little better than you had in recent years?
The defense really just sets us up to be in position. You know, we got a lot of fast and athletic guys up front, and we're just really getting up the field and just taking advantage of it.
What specifically are y'all doing scheme-wise?
He's just letting us go. Just telling us to get vertical and get penetration. Linebacker play has been really good. That's a big help. And then we're just making plays. You know, it's just fun taking the field with my guys. That's all it is, really.
I asked Kingsley about it, but at times you guys have struggled to get to the quarterback. How nice was it to break out and get those sacks on Saturday?
Yeah, it was really nice. I think that was definitely the first time since I've been here that every last one of the starting linemen got a sack. So that was big. It was fun to be able to get at the passer. And I think that's a testament to how we've been playing in the run defense.
Well, do you think your interceptions and the fumbles will come now that the pass rush seems to be arriving at the quarterback?
Yeah, it should. We should definitely have more opportunities because of that. So the numbers should start rolling in.
Do y'all feel like y'all win this game if you're able to contain Benny to it and hold him to, just right around 100 or less?
Yeah. I think it'll definitely be what we're trying to do. Probably less than 100, but. I think that'll put us in good position to win the game if we can do that.
How much do you have to pay attention to Terry Wilson too, and what he can do on the ground with his legs, the quarterback?
A ton. You got to pay attention to him too.
What's been the big difference for y'all on third down this year? Y'all have been a lot better than y'all have been in recent years.
I'm not sure honestly. We're just really put an emphasis on it during the week. Put a lot of time into it. We got a whole day designed just for third down packages. So I guess just the practice and preparation we have for third downs.
Do you feel like it might be Kiki hinted that y'all might be more multiple on third downs this year than you were in previous years? Do you think that might have something to do with it?
Oh yeah, that definitely could have something to do with it. We rotate a lot of guys on third down too. Sometimes Tyree will be in, sometimes Trey Brown will be in. We'll move Kiki inside. We'll drop Landis. So we're just very versatile on third downs.
What was y'all's main go-to package last year on third down? Regardless of down or distance?
It was a Mustang package. I can't really remember too much about it, though.
Yeah.
Home wins against top 25 opponents have been kind of tough to come by in your career here. So how big is this, taking on a team that's not just top 25 but top 13 and taking them on at Kyle Field?
It's a big game. You know, I want as many big games at Kyle Field as I can have in my senior year. So this is a game we're looking forward to. So.
Was that your best game last week against Arkansas?
I don't think so. I think I could have played a lot better, honestly. I think I left a lot of plays on the table, for being honest. But there was definitely a stretch where I was just making plays and I was doing really good and I was feeling it. So I just needed to. I had a good first half. I think I could have played a lot better in the second half. So I wouldn't say it's my best game. It wasn't my best complete game at all. But
what do you think your best game at A&M's been then?
I actually want to say freshman year when I was playing Alabama here is probably my best game I think I played.
But, what about that game sticks out in your mind?
I was just very disruptive. I remember I busted through the line and tackled Derrick Henry and Jake Coker at the same time. That's probably the most exciting play I've made here. But I think it was just a complete game. I didn't have any missed assignments. I was just very disruptive, made a lot of tackles. So I say that was my best one.
Paul Borton has the linebacker's ability to make some checks on the field been to y'all's success at run defense?
A lot. The linebackers have really stepped it up. Ataro, Tyrell, Buddy coming in. I mean, they've really stepped it up, and they've helped us, you know, be able to not have to two gap all the time and just play one gap. And it's really showed with our run defense. So the linebackers have definitely stepped it up.
How good's Matabike been in there, too?
He's been great. He's been great, man. He's got a bright future. He's athletic, fast, strong, might be even stronger than me in some situations, but he's got a bright future, man. He's been dominant this year.
How does he compare to how you are as a player, and in what ways is he different?
He's different. He's longer. He's faster. He's faster than me after the snap. I say I got him on ball get off, but he's a pretty fast guy. He's just strong. He's just very violent. I say he's more violent than me in the way he plays.
Whenever he went out with the foot injury, did the coaches come and say, hey, you're getting put in the starting lineup, you're going to be, this will be your time to go out and show what you can do? Like, what was that conversation like when Clemens went out?
It wasn't really a conversation. We had actually kind of just been preparing for it anyways. Like, Kiki was already moving outside and stuff like that just to make us more versatile. So, like, when Clemens got hurt, it didn't really change anything that we hadn't already prepared for.
So Kiki was already going to move to end regardless of what happened with Mike?
Well, it was going to be more of a rotation thing. It wasn't going to be permanent.
Okay, and then Matabuke would have been the other starting tackle.
Yeah.
Were you kind of... You know, in that same vein, did you need that kind of to happen a little bit to kind of put that fire under you this year, or was that already there when it started?
It was already there when it started. I mean, my senior year, I just wanted to go out with a bang. But we had just prepared for it anyway. So.
How are you feeling? Throwbacks this week. How do you like them, and where do they rank among the ones you've worn some every year since you've been here?
I actually wish they would have been like the normal jerseys we wear. I wish we could have got a chance to wear a white one, because I feel like that would have looked really cool. But the maroon ones look really good, especially the helmets. I really like those.